when you talk to him, you're thinking, boy, this guy must be a junior or a senior. Nope. Making his first college start here today. That is Braden Locke. That is today's player profile. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Coming up next, we'll have our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb as our Badgers pregame show continues. Back in a moment, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing?"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 52, winds out of the north 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 34, tonight partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again, tomorrow highs level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 52.
A Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger notebook as we check in with Patrick Hurd. Patrick, I was teasing us a few minutes ago. Illinois is, they've had their share of injuries, just like Wisconsin has had. They've been hit on their offensive line. They've had some issues there, and they've been vulnerable to giving up sacks, 28 of them so far this season. James Thompson Jr., questionable today. He's been a very good part of that defensive line for Wisconsin. But we'll see if the Badgers can heat up this quarterback a little bit this afternoon.
Yeah, I think you start with the fact that we'll have to see how much these teams throw, first of all. I think, and you know Illinois wants to. It's a big part of what they want to do. You know Wisconsin does, too, theoretically, but they're also maybe built a little bit better to be able to pound it on the ground. And with the wind being with what it is today, I don't think either team knows just yet how impactful that's going to be. But if Illinois is going to throw the ball, that's an area that Wisconsin has to win, is heating them up. Like you said, they're easily last. Illinois is easily last in the Big Ten with those 28 sacks they've allowed. It's over four per game. It ranks 124th in the NCAA. By comparison, last season they gave up two per game. So dramatic step backwards. You know, by contract, again, Wisconsin's only given up 1.5 per game. They've been good in that area, 28th in the NCAA. Now, the Badgers have gotten a little bit better lately in this category. They're averaging 2.5 sacks, the middle of the pack in the Big Ten. But in the three Big Ten games, only five players have registered a sack. And James Thompson is that big piece of that. He leads them in three, and he's questionable for this game. I think he's going to give it a go, but how much and how effective he can be is certainly something to keep an eye on. Last season, the Badgers got to Illinois' quarterback just two times, both by Keanu Benton, who's obviously not with the team anymore. He's doing well for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But they relented five sacks to Fighting Illini. That was a big part of the story in that game also. Illinois is also 95th in the nation in rushing offense at 124.6 yards per game, again, which leads to they want to throw the ball if they can. Pro Football Focus grades Illinois as the worst pass-blocking team in the Big Ten, number 67 among the 68 Power 5 teams, and number 12 run-blocking teams. So it's been a big soreness there for a group that was one of nine semifinalists last year for the Joe Moore Award, which is given to the nation's top offensive line. Last year they were that. That group returned three starters who earned all Big Ten honors. So it's a little bit of a surprise that they've struggled in the area. And it's not up to standard that Brett Bielema has built programs on in the past. So you know it's something that they've wanted to fix. In fairness, they did lose All-American right tackle. And they also, who's on the Broncos now, Alex Palczewski.
Palczewski.
Palczewski. Yep. Thank you for that.
Close enough.
He's not here anymore. We don't need to know that one. But also Alex Filstrom, who was a second-team All-Big Ten. So another reason that maybe they've taken a step back is they lost an All-American in the backfield in Chase Brown. He had a way of kind of erasing some of the offensive line mistakes, and a quarterback, Tommy DeVito, who gets the ball out quicker. He got the ball out quicker than they do this year, and I think that's been then part of the equation, too. It's not one thing. I think that's been maybe some of their frustration. They can't pinpoint one area, but getting heat on the Illini quarterback can also help the trend of Illinois giving up the ball. So Altmaier has 9 interceptions. That's second most among Division I quarterbacks. He's done a little bit better job protecting the ball in recent weeks. Opponents have only picked him off 2 times in the past 4 games, but Illinois does also have 5 fumbles, and they have a negative 5 turnover ratio on the season. So I think that's all related, that heating him up. He's new this year, too, first-year starter. That could be a big factor both ways, too, if Braden Locke needs to take care of the ball as well.
Yeah, Badgers' turnover margin is right down the middle. It is even going into today's game. You touched on it a little bit. Luke Fickell talked about it in the second half of last week's game. He saw Braylon Allen running angry, and he said at halftime, we're going to be putting more on you. How much more, we'll find out together, but you're thinking he could be a pretty busy guy here today.
I think slash hope, right? Yep, I think that's a winning recipe, that if he does have a big game, things are going to go Wisconsin's way. And that was the key to last year's game. When Illinois came into Camp Randall and ran away with that, when they completely shut down Wisconsin's rush game, 24 carries for 2 yards. I mean, just something that you never hear of in a Wisconsin game. If you remove the sack yardage, which we've talked about in college, they'd take that away from the rushing total. But even if you do that, Wisconsin still only ran for a total of 24 positive yards. Braylon Allen in that game, 9 carries for 2 yards. He said this week it was easily the worst game he's been a part of, that this is personal for him to make amends. But it's been a different story for Illinois this year. They're giving up 398 total yards and 164 rushing yards per game, which is the second most allowed total yards and the most total yards and the second most rushing yards in the Big Ten. The defense ranks 99th. And consider these numbers of what their opponents have done on the ground. Toledo ran for 186. Kansas, 262, 6 yards per carry. Penn State ran for 164. Purdue, 189. Nebraska, 158. Each of those five teams, what they had in common, they rushed the ball 40 times. In their best two effort, in Illinois' best two efforts, they held the opponents just 24 yards or 24 carries in those games. So I don't know if 40 is a magic number, but I feel like if Wisconsin can run the ball 40 times, they're going to do well.
All right, finally, we got about a minute and change left. We got a lot of things going on in the world of UW sports. A monster volleyball matchup tonight, 1-2, and there's a lot of other good things going on now, right?
Yeah, that one's the headliner, of course, 7 o'clock on BTN. It'll work out great till this game finishes, be able to watch that one, and the ticket prices are outrageous, and when it comes back to Madison in a few weeks, same matchup, it's going to be that way. But I do want to, highlight a few other things. The Mike Hastings era is off to a great start for men's hockey. They're 4-1. They just got a ranked win at Michigan Tech last night. Congrats to them. Women's soccer is in the mix still for a Big Ten championship. They play at Penn State this weekend. I think who's number 4 in the country. Men's soccer got a nice win over Ohio State yesterday on the road. Women's hockey, number 1 and undefeated. And the last one that is a little bit off the radar for a lot of people, the cross-country teams are hosting the Big Ten Championship at the Zimmer Course, which is right next to University Ridge, on Friday morning, 10:45. If you've never been to a cross-country meet, it's really fun, actually. The energy out there is outrageous. People running around with flags and horns and chasing the runners around the course. And Wisconsin, people probably don't know it, we have one of the best cross-country courses in the entire country right here in our backyard. So if you get a chance, check it out.
All right, Patrick, appreciate much. And that is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell. Brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shop the bin.
Calling all
all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig!
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable.
Back in Champaign, joined by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Well, this is an Illinois team. We'll just dive right in here, coach. When you think of Illinois and a Coach Bielema team, very physical, probably the way they view your teams here and at Cincinnati and so forth. They've had some turnover. They've been battling injuries like you guys, but is physicality still one of the first things that jumps out to you as you see these guys on film?
There's no doubt. I mean, I think that's you can see where the heart is of their program. I think it's a little bit more maybe off defensive line wise. I think that they're, you know, getting back to that a little bit more in the last few weeks, offensive line wise. But there's no doubt that it's a physical group that wants to win the game up front to start with.
And you're going to see this from your team. We all hope we see this from your team. They did a good job. They came off the deck a little bit. They had lost three straight in the Big Ten, I'm sure. You get a lot of free advice that they would never ask for, and to be able to go on the road like that shows you something. That's probably why among the reasons you guys do what you do as coaches, to see how your guys handle it when it gets a little bit bumpy.
It is. In the moment, you forget about that, but ultimately, that's what this sport is really about, you know, and that's why it's such a great teacher and it's so great for life after the ball, because this is what it is, right? I mean, how do you handle some of these situations, whether it's going on the road, what those guys have done after coming off of a few, obviously three games of losing in the Big Ten, and then to go on the road and do what it is that they did. And you challenge your guys, and then when you see that challenge met, it just really kind of, it's more gratifying than anything.
One of the things, talking with some guys down there this week, or hearing other people talk about Illinois, when Tanner Mordecai moves better than a lot of people thought. Luke Altmaier, he can throw it, but they're saying that he runs better than people think. He pretty mobile. Are you seeing that right now?
Yeah, there's no. I mean, and you remember back to the Kansas game. I know it was a little bit later in the game, but I think he went 70 yards and nobody caught him. And so that's one of those ones. I remember I didn't know that about Tanner Mordecai, you know, when we had played him in year one a couple years ago, and then as we went to play him in that. Last year, he had come off a game against Navy where he ran one for 70 and one for like 65. And that's when you were like, oh, okay, there's something I didn't quite recognize. Good fortunes that we saw that, so you have a better idea that he does have the ability, the wheels wise, to make some plays there as well.
Unfortunately, Tanner not available this week to play. Fortunately, you've got a mature young man in Braden Locke. What's the message to him as he prepares for the week and then on Saturday against Illinois?
Be Braden. I think that sometimes you can go out there and, you know, have watched and have the utmost respect for Tanner and what he's done and, you know, what he's been in since he's been here with the, you know, I'd say Tanner kind of being the guy, but in competition with him. But there are things that he does different and there's things he does maybe better. And then there's some things that he might not be able to do like Tanner did. And not just because of ability, but also because Tanner's had an incredible amount of experience, played an incredible amount of football games. So I think it's important when a young guy, in particular a quarterback, goes in, they got to be themselves.
And maybe a better question I could ask, what do you tell everybody else? Because, be a little bit better or just be yourself. If it's offensive line, running backs, receivers, all of that, maybe the message to the entire group on offense.
Well, you got to step up. And I think that anytime you have, you know, things that go on in a season, it gives opportunities for other guys, other groups to step up. And that's why, you know, I've kind of said that to the offensive line this week, and I've kind of made it, you know, even after the game last week. It's just our ability to put some more, you know, on those guys' shoulders. What does that mean? That just means from a leadership standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, it's a way of, you know, controlling the football game that we always want to do. But I think when you have younger guys and when you have, you know, those kinds of situations where you say, okay, we got to show some confidence in the things that we do, you put it on the guys that they've got the most experience.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out the scores, run down the lineups in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains and a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Oh, what an answer by the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Get a quick check of the Big Ten scoreboard. A Marvin Harrison touchdown catch moments ago now has Ohio State leading Penn State 20-6. About 4 minutes remaining in Columbus. Rutgers about to close out Indiana. The Scarlet Knights leading the Hoosiers 31-14 in the final minute in Bloomington. Let's check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you for Wisconsin today. Linebacker Jordan Turner is out. And among those who are questioned questionable, defensive lineman James Thompson Jr., likewise Isaiah Mullins, and cornerback Nizir Forkurine. That's your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. We'll throw it down to the field now. The Illinois Marching Band ready to perform our national anthem. Check out today's U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, First for Illinois. On defense, they'll be without defensive lineman Keith Randolph. So up front, they'll go with Bryce Barnes, a senior out of Gibson City, Illinois, Denzel Daxon, and Johnny Newton, Jr. out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Having another very good year, was an outstanding defensive lineman last year, a key component to their defense, which gave up not quite 13 points a game last fall. The linebackers, Dylan Rosiak, flanked by Seth Coleman and Gabe Akis. Those outside backers, Coleman and Akis, will get up on the line of scrimmage. And in the secondary, the slot corner is Xavier Scott, and the corners are Tavion Nicholson, along with Zachary Toby. The safeties are Nakario Harper and Miles Scott. For the Wisconsin Badgers along the offensive line, the left tackle is Jack Nelson, the left guard Joe Huber, Tanner Bordellini is the center, Michael Furtney the right guard, Riley Mullman the right tackle. Your tight ends are Hayden Rucci and Tucker Ashcraft. The wide receivers outside are Chimray DK and Bryson Green. The slot receiver is Will Pauling. Braylon Allen, the running back, and the quarterback making his first collegiate start is Braden Locke, the redshirt freshman out of Rockwall, Texas. Last week coming in for the injured Tanner Mordecai, Locke completed 15 of 30 throws for 122 yards. Those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. Stay with us. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt's kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us,
It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you and go Badgers!
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On Our Game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the Rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the Verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
Hold away.
On Wisconsin, it's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Memorial Stadium in Champaign, Illinois, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. Back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. The Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. The new Badgers coach facing the old Badgers coach. Luke Fickell's Badgers against Brett Bielema's Illinois Fighting Illini. Let's check out our keys to today's game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. Nothing overly scientific, Tausch. I asked Coach Fickell, what do you tell your quarterback? What do you tell everybody else? He wants Braden to be Braden. Everybody else, just step up. Pretty simple, in theory.
Yeah, I think that's any time you have an injury, and especially at the quarterback position, you get a young player in there. I think everybody, it doesn't need to be said that you have to up your game and step up and just make sure you're doing your job and doing it even better than what you were doing it before, because you want to alleviate as much off of this young man's shoulders as you can, even though you know that he has to step up, he needs to do what he does, and just getting the sense all week that people feel all right about that. I think they feel like there's going to be plenty of opportunities, and now it's just you got to go and play. I think everybody needs to up their game to try to make it as easy as they can on 1-8.
Well, we remember what happened last year at Camp Randall when Bielema's Illini came in and took control of the Wisconsin Badgers, a chance for this year's Badgers to do a little something about it. And with that as the theme, we check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Hurd.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. October 1st of 2022 will live as a transformational day in the history for Wisconsin. That loss to Illinois set a chain of events that would change the trajectory of the program. Paul Chryst was fired the next day, then Jim Leonard took over, and then Luke Fickell was hired. For the Badgers that lived through that frustrating loss, the wound hasn't healed. Braylon Allen said this week, "This is definitely one I had circled. Probably the worst game that I've been a part of individually and as a team." Linebacker Jake Chaney described it as the turning point to everything going bad. And tackle Jack Nelson was succinct. He said, "Absolutely. This is 100% personal." Clearly that wound hasn't healed for the Badgers, but a win today can't change the past, but it could start to scab over that painful memory. The only other field update from down here is that the wind is going to be a factor. There's no getting around it. 20 to 25 mile per hour winds coming out of the north. Wisconsin will be going into the wind here this first quarter.
All right, Badgers, as Patrick mentioned, going south to north and right into this stiff wind, 20 to 30 miles per hour. David Alano will kick off, and I guess an upset would be a kick return here. If he wants, he could kick it out of the ballpark, and we'll see how Illinois wants to play it here to begin the game.
Yeah, and if you're the fans in the stands in that end zone, they had an elaborate firework display, and the smoke is still, it was a hovering cloud, everything. It's like when you're sitting at the campfire, make sure don't sit in the south end zone where this kick is going to be going.
I tell you, the way that smoke is going, it's going to be down to Springfield in a couple of minutes. Here we go. David Alano on the approach. Kick is away. Chimray DK is deep, and this kickoff is yanked.
Yeah.
Out of bounds, so an early mistake for Illinois as the opening kickoff goes out of bounds along the far sideline. So Braden Locke and the Wisconsin offense will be starting at the Badgers' 35-yard line. We are underway in Champaign.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we talked all last week. I hope we're not talking exclusive punter talk like we did last week, but field position, everything else. So Wisconsin was on the short end of that. That we all thought ball with the wind, it kick it, you know, over the scoreboard. He yanks it, a little pull hook out of bounds on the left side on Wisconsin's sideline, and now Wisconsin gets started at the 35.
Badgers go right to left in the white unis and the cardinal trim as Braden Locke of the Badgers offense out there for the first time. He's got Braylon Allen to his right. Will Pauling, the slot receiver, will motion out slot to the left. First play from scrimmage, hand off to Allen over the left side across the 35-yard line. Cuts it back, good hesitation move across the 40. Good patient running from Allen up to the 43-yard line, a gain of 8 on a play that looked like would be maybe a gain of 1.
Yeah, really good patience there and staying on your landmark. And right tackle Riley Mullman did a fantastic job of wiping his guy down, sticking with it. Braylon runs into it, stops, and then just jut straight ahead, picked up a quick 8.
They go two down with Johnny Newton and Denzel Daxon and part of this Illinois defense on second and 2 for the Badger 43. Here comes Allen again over the left side, and he gets stopped short of the first down. Johnny Newton getting in there for the Illini. His given name is Jerzon Newton, but he goes by Johnny, a junior out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Third and 1 for the Badgers. They quickly get back on the ball. Pauling slot to the right, and pre-snap movement from Wisconsin, as that has been an issue for this team this season, and it's about to get hit here. We'll see. The officials are conferencing. There may have been some movement inducing Wisconsin to jump. Let's see if maybe there's an offsides call. Nope. Wishful thinking.
Offense, number 79. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
Referee Cole Knippel, the voice you heard. So third and 1 turns into third down and 6 for Wisconsin. We're in the opening minute. Badgers with the game's first possession.
Yeah, they called that on Jack Nelson, but that was almost everybody up front. That's another thing, you know, you practice and you rep all this stuff, but a new quarterback, the clap and everything else, you have to make sure you're lined up. That is a bad penalty on third and 1.
And the Badgers struggled mightily last week on third down. They're at their own 39-yard line, snap to Lock. Looking for a man rush, right side pass, and a rolling catch made for a first down by Hayden Rucci. He knew where the stick was when a yard beyond it. They needed the 45. They get the 46. First down for the Badgers.
First down and 10 for the Badgers.
Pauling slot to the left. DK wide to the left. Bryson Green out to the right. Braylon Allen, the running back for the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Locke whistles one. Right side caught by Green. Taz Nicholson, the cornerback, will stand him up and stop the progress right about the midfield stripe, right at it on a gain of 4, second down and 6.
That was a designed run, and obviously Locke pulled it and made a quick out throw to Green there to pick up 3 or 4. He pulled the left guard. You saw all that run action that got all of Illinois' defense to suck up. You got the one-on-one coverage. Nice throw there by Locke.
Trips to the left on second down and 6 from the 50. Locke again throwing left. Pauling with the catch. Curls inside and is able to twist his way down to the 48 of Illinois. Taz Nicholson, the corner, on the tackle, gain of 2, and it's third down and 4 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, and we talked about this in the pregame. Throw early. Don't just sit there handoff, and then get in a position where you're third and 5. You want to continue to do that. That was another play action pass. Get the ball out to your playmakers. Let these guys make plays.
Three receivers right. Chimray DK to the left from the Illinois 48-yard line. Snap to Locke, back to throw. Braden shuffles left, throws left side, and it's incomplete. Wanted Pauling, and the coverage from Xavier Scott, the slot corner, doing work against the Badgers slot receiver. So on 4th and 4 from the Illinois 48-yard line, on comes Atticus Bertrams to punt.
And that's an example there. Really good pocket presence. The protection, both of your tackles, walled their guys off. Pretty good firm protection in the middle. I like Braden Locke. He kept his eyes downfield. That's a case where I'd like to see him taken off. I think he'd have picked up the first down with his feet.
Here's Bertrams, averaging nearly 43 yards per punt. Kick is away. Fair catch signaled by Isaiah Williams, and he will gather at about the 12-yard line, Illinois territory, a 36-yard punt into the wind. Today's game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. 2.5 minutes gone by, no score. Illinois on offense for the first time.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to have big expectations, and I think one of the things we saw Tanner Mordecai do, especially after the first couple of weeks, was utilize his feet to pick up first downs, and we complained about him not sliding enough. That's that next step. When you feel the pressure, you want to keep your eyes down, but go grab yards when they're there.
James Thompson Jr. in there defensively for Wisconsin, listed as questionable coming into the game. First down handoff to Fagan, and play is whistled before the snap.
Their right tackle is a little early on that one.
Here's the call.
Start. Number 50 for offense. Still first down.
That was Julian Pearl as they catch the left tackle. Not the only one, I think, guilty there. So it is a first down and 15 for the Illini at their own 7-yard line. Luke Altmyer, the quarterback, he's completed 63% of his passes for better than 1,500 yards. 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, but 7 of those picks came in the first 3 games of the season.
At the snap.
So to get the play clock squared away. 12:24 left, first quarter, no score. First possession offensively for the Illini. Isaiah Williams, slide right, motions to the left, handoff to Fagan, the freshman running back, and he bulldozes his way across the 10-yard line and falls forward near the 14. Needs a load about 250 out of Atwood, Illinois. 4-star prospect coming out of high school, and it's now second down and 8 for the Illini at their own 14-yard line.
Yeah, big back, averages 5.4 yards a carry. He's going to run downhill, and he's going to be physical.
Fagan to the right of Altmyer, and now the freshman running back will shift to the left side on second down. Hand off Caden Fagan again. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and maybe gets back to it, and that's about it. Some good work up front. They had Rodas Johnson, Darrell Peterson in there, and Hunter Woller came crashing down. Third down and 8 for Illinois at its own 14.
Yeah, that was just not allowing Illinois to get any push. You kind of bubbled it up. And anytime you can get a running back to stop his feet before the line of scrimmage, you allow the Hunter Wallers, you allow some of the linebackers to come in and make plays.
With Turner out, Muma Jung Mehta in the starting lineup at linebacker. Altmyer on third down, flushed off to his left, chased by Cheney, got away from him across the 15-yard line. James Thompson Jr. sprints over there to take down the quarterback at the 18 of Illinois, 4 yards short of the first down. That was a not much talked about aspect of last week's game. James Thompson Jr. was only in there for a handful of plays and had to leave the game. Listed as questionable today, but he makes a play right away here today.
Yeah, it just jumped out at you. I thought last week that was something that wasn't discussed enough, and all of the kind of you collaborate after the game and figure out what went wrong. He is such a playmaker, and they lean on him so much to make those impact plays, and he was unable to play for the vast majority of that game. That was a big miss last weekend.
Hugh Robertson is on to punt. Wind at his back, kick in the air. Fair catch signaled by DK, and he'll grab it at about the 35-yard line, Wisconsin territory. That was a 48-yard punt. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And just as touchdown tastes great teamwork, a successful farm tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 10:33 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin and Illinois, no score. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ Watt.
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. No score, 4.5 minutes gone by. Braden Locke getting his first career start, but Patrick Herb, Tanner Mordecai staying very much engaged, right?
Yeah, Braden Locke maybe doesn't need a lot of help because his preparation is so good. That was the narrative all week. But he does have a six-year senior in the bench helping him. Tanner Mordecai's here. He's on the bench playing an active role. I watched that last entire time when Illinois had the ball. And the two of them and Phil Longo were in sync the entire time having a conversation about what they saw on that first drive.
Riley Nowakowski in the game. Slot right, motions left, lines up at the wing left side as penalty marker flies.
I think they're going to get Riley here.
Yep.
5-yard penalty. First down.
There are penalties that Luke Fickell can live with. These pre-snap penalties are not among them, and they've had a couple already here.
Yeah, and again, I know there's a lot of clapping and things like that, so it's not as cadency, but that is something, the timing, you get so settled in when you take all the reps and you're going with that 1-0 line, there's a little learning curve, and it's one thing to do it in practice, it's a whole other thing to come out and do it in a game.
First and 15, Badgers at their 29-yard line, Pauling, slot right, motions to the left. Braylon Allen lines up to the right of Braden Locke. Snap to Locke. Hand off Allen up the middle. Not much. Gets a yard or so. That's about it. Nakario Harper coming down from his safety spot to help make the play. Short gain. Second down for the Badgers. About 14 to go just beyond their 30-yard line.
Yeah, just couldn't get started. And obviously, there's an unblocked guy. He just kind of came in, and Braylon kind of lost his footing before he gets started.
Nowakowski and C.J. Williams out to the right. Pauling motions that direction. Jim Ray, D.K. out to the left. Snap the lock. Fakes the handoff to Allen. Throws over the middle. That's caught across the 40-yard line. Nowakowski chopped down by the safety, Miles Scott, at the 45. First down, Wisconsin. Well, good to see Riley Nowakowski back. Saw him last week. Young man out of Milwaukee. Redshirt sophomore gets the pass reception and a fresh set of downs for Wisconsin. 9:40 left in a scoreless first quarter.
Great job by Braille in there. He was able to help on a penetrating defensive lineman, giving Braden a chance to step up in the pocket and deliver a great throw.
Nowakowski in motion, lines up wing on the left side. Pauling slot on the right. Here's the handoff to Allen. Slams his way into the line, driving those legs near midfield. On the tackle is Seth Coleman, a junior outside linebacker out of Florida. They'll mark at the 49 of Wisconsin. Gain of 4, second down and 6.
Yeah, that was one of those runs we saw in that second half last week. He wasn't thinking about shaking and baking it. He said, okay, let's see a young linebacker. We're going to come at you full tilt. And that's the stuff that wears on you as the game goes.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Locke looks to throw, pulls it down, wants to run. Ball knocked out by Johnny Newton. It's loose. A scramble for it. Molman trying to get it. Looks like Illinois was able to dig it out of there. And, in fact, that is the case. Miles Scott comes out of there with it. Looked like Newton, who jarred it loose. Locke did not put it away, and Illinois made him pay.
Yeah, that's what you're always worried about. And we saw him on that first third down. He didn't run. He did here. We saw that last weekend a little bit. Pocket presence, understanding time. You have to secure the football.
We'll take a break. 8 minutes, 46 seconds left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Illinois nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shit. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. First turnover of the game goes against Wisconsin. Braden Locke had it knocked out by defensive lineman Johnny Newton. Miles Scott recovers, and Illinois has good field position at its own 46-yard line. 8:46 left in the first quarter. The Badgers and Illinois no score.
And that was the concern. I think you get a young player in and very well prepared, understanding what he's looking at, but game speed and understanding that you're playing against big dogs that are always looking to scrape the football, you have to make sure you're holding that thing tight. That was the case. He tried to go make a play, which we like, but you have to make sure ball security is always at the top of the list, and especially in a game like today where you have the wind and you're thinking it's going to be a low-scoring grinder, ball security is so critical, and unfortunately we didn't get it done there.
All right, Illinois with good field position and with the wind here in this first quarter, this wind out of the north at 20 to 30 miles per hour. It's Luke Altmaier and the Illini offense back out there. His running back is Caden Fagan. He'll come out with four receivers, including the tight end, Tip Ryman, who is in motion right to left. Three receivers outside of the formation. Pat Bryant out wide to the right. Snap to Altmyer, looks the throw, shoots it right. Bryant the catch inside the 35, breaking left to the 30-yard line, and run down by Muma Jungmeta, who will blast the receiver at the 27 of Wisconsin. But Illinois with the game's first scoring threat.
Yeah, just a little back shoulder there on Alexander Smith. A pretty well-executed play. He was able to kind of keep his hands down, not letting Alexander take a look at it. Came back, plucked it, and was able to pick up a couple extra on the run.
Casey Washington, Pat Bryant, Isaiah Williams all out to the left. Snapped Altmyer out of the gun. Hand off Fagan. Big hole up the middle inside the 20-yard line. Drives down to the 15. Hunter Wohler makes the tackle. Gain of 12. And it's first and 10 for the Illini at the Wisconsin 15-yard line.
Illinois did a really nice job of picking up. Wisconsin ran a little stunt up front. They crashed their DN. Did a nice job of washing him down and then picking up the looper. That was allowing him to get vertical, pick up a first down.
7:48 left in the first quarter. No score as Illinois has penetrated to the Wisconsin 15-yard line. Gio Paez in there in the defensive line for Wisconsin right now. Altmyer takes the snap, hands off to Fagan, over left guard, and he'll get a couple of yards, maybe three. Hunter Wohler along with Jake Cheney on the tackle. They'll mark at the 12 of Wisconsin. Gain of 3, second down and 7 for the Illini.
Just good discipline there, filling the gaps, and then Hunter Wohler. Wisconsin wants to get him involved down on the line of scrimmage as they can without really sacrificing a ton of coverage things, and Hunter Wohler has been great all season.
Williams, Bryant, and Washington tight to the right. Second and 7 at the Wisconsin 12-yard line. Williams jogs in motion to the left. Altmyer gets the snap, and he will pull it. Works off to the right side, drops it to Williams. Bobbles, gathers up the sideline to the 5. Williams near the goal line, and they'll mark him out, it looks like, at the 1-yard line. Officials are talking about it down there, and now they signal touchdown, Illinois. They slow played it. I think they're going to say Williams got the goal line extended.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be reviewed.
Yeah, it will. It looked like his foot went out at the 3. I don't know if he was able to reach it. His foot definitely touched orange. It's going to be close, but really well-designed play. A little RPO. Quarterback held it. Wisconsin actually did a really nice job of covering it, and then they dumped it off. Let's see if they What do they got? They're going to definitely take a look.
They'll take a look. Yep.
That's really a hard play to defend. You're asking, you have to stop the fake, then you have to stop when the quarterback comes out, then you have to stop when the ball gets dumped.
Yeah, the previous play is under further review.
Right.
Look at that replay right
there.
Now. Yeah, you're
He's
right,
short.
Kyle. He did. It's like that right foot
right.
got out of
there.
Bounds, and the ball should be
1.5.
Yep.
1.5-yard line.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? You think, it's going to be first down. Making these stops, getting it, you give your defense a chance to have a chance, which is would have been great last week to be able to do, too. You weren't able to. So you hustle. Tough play to defend. And Illinois did a nice job with a little one-handed tip catch there by Williams.
So we are anticipating this touchdown call to be overruled, which is always dangerous to anticipate, but let's get the verdict.
After further review, the runner stepped out of bounds at the 1-yard line. The ball at the 1-yard line. Therefore, it'll be first and goal, Illinois.
Yeah, I got it at the 1.5, but we'll take it. We'll take what we can get.
Illinois, in their last home game against Nebraska, had a world of trouble finishing on situations just like this. It stopped multiple times against the Huskers. Well, they got four cracks at it. First and goal at the 1. 6:50 and counting left in the first quarter. No score. Illinois trying to cash in on the Wisconsin turnover. And a quick snap, handoff, Fagan.
No,
nothing
sir.
Doing.
All right.
Jeff Petroski, among others, getting in there on Fagan. Second and goal at the 1.
Yeah, you go to gun and you get some submarines, your D-tackle submarine down. Kind of don't let any penetrate. Don't let those O-linemen get their feet in the end zone, and it gives you a chance to have your secondary linebackers, safeties, give you a chance to get them down prior to getting in that goal line.
Ball placed at about the half-yard line, second and goal. Washington comes out to the left. Here's the roll to the right, throwing right. Tanner Arkin, the tight end, makes the catch. Touchdown, Illinois.
Yeah, I didn't like that from the jump. We got guys, our guys running off. I think we have 12 on the field. We didn't get our guys off. Illinois ran that quick, and I think they executed and got their six.
Yes, they did, and that is the penalty against Wisconsin. So Illinois will say thanks, no thanks. It'll take the touchdown, so the Illini take advantage of the Braden Locke fumble. And it's Tanner Arkin, a sophomore out of Fort Collins, Colorado, a transfer from Colorado State, getting his first touchdown catch for Illinois for the game's first points. Caleb Griffin on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. A six-play, 51-yard drive. Took a little more than 2.5 minutes as Illinois first on the board. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 6:07 left of the first quarter. Illinois 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent.